From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Church bells rang in downtown Orlando. Patrons at nightclubs paused for a moment at 2 a.m. to commemorate the shooting deaths of 49 victims at the Pulse gay nightclub exactly a week ago. And at church services Sunday, residents remembered the victims of the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history.
I used to work at Pulse. So I take it as a blessing, and I felt like I needed to support the pride to share.
Well, there's also a large vigil planned for later Sunday in the heart of Orlando. On the presidential campaign trail, Donald Trump has doubled down on his approach since the worst mass shooting in modern American history on June 12th. At a rally Sunday, Trump suggested that the United States should seriously consider profiling Muslims inside the country as a terrorism-fighting tool, the latest example of the Republican presidential nominee in waiting, increasingly backing positions that could single out a group based on their religion.
We are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
His increasing embrace of those policies could isolate Muslims in America, and it's extraordinary for a candidate assured of his party's presidential nomination. His proposals have been roundly dismissed and criticized by many Republican leaders, including House Speaker Paul Ryan. Americans are strikingly divided over whether to single out Muslim communities as part of a plan to fight terrorism, according to an Associated Press poll. This is VOA.